The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. Sorry to interrupt your old-time radio. We'll be back to Miss Brooks as soon as I bring you today's Daily Briefing. The KTQA Daily Briefing comes to you most days at 3 o'clock. Today it is December 2nd at about 3:15. Sorry for the delay. My name is Becky. The Daily Briefing is where you can find all of your updates and resources related to the pandemic for our state, regional, and local levels. Remember, though, that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone about your coronavirus questions in any language. Dialing 211 from your phone anywhere in Washington will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide through the United Way. And you can also visit wa211.org online. One of those resources is the Washington Listens support line. It's available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress, and it's a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Two websites that you can go to find a vaccination location near you are knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com. Moving on to state-level news, starting with federal updates, is that the CDC, or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is now stating that individuals exposed to the coronavirus should quarantine for 10 days instead of full 2 weeks if they do not develop symptoms. If those with potential exposure test negative, the quarantine period can be reduced to 7 days. And the Washington State Department of Health is in the process of updating its website to reflect these new guidelines. Now, through December 31st, any Starbucks customer who identifies as a COVID-19 frontline responder is eligible to receive a tall, brewed coffee that could be hot or iced at no charge at Starbucks company-operated cafes. The offer is available to doctors, nurses, paramedics, firefighters, police officers, housekeeping staff, security, active duty military, and others who are on the front lines of the pandemic. More than 700,000 people have signed up for the new app that helps notify Washingtonians if they may have been exposed to COVID-19. More information about this smartphone technology is available online at wanotify.org. And if you click back to the daily briefings from December 1st or November 30th, you can hear a little bit more information or read a little bit more information about it when we first announced it when the state rolled that out. Moving on to regional news, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department reported 236 new COVID-19 cases today. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 383. Now, for reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back our youngest students for hybrid in-person learning in schools, and should be below 25 per 100,000 residents in order to be considered under control, in order for the pandemic to be considered under control in our community. And right now, that number is sitting at 383. So definitely, we have lots of community spread of COVID-19. Our hospitals are filling up. Stay safe, mask up, do all those things that we've been doing for the last 8 months. Stick it out a little bit longer because vaccines are forecast to be on their way. The Pierce County Council began the legislative process at its meeting last night to bring a vote on whether to take over the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. The department is a joint effort dating back to 1972 and receives funding from the city of Tacoma, the county, and the state. It's overseen by a board of elected leaders and community leaders, but if the county takes over, the health director would report directly to the county executive and the council rather than the independent board. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has been issuing database recommendations and guidelines for Pierce County since even before the start of the pandemic, but since then has been mobilizing community testing efforts, flu vaccine events, and public education campaigns to help address the COVID-19 pandemic, in addition to its typical duties like doing food inspection, offering substance abuse assistance and programs, and public outreach. The first hearing on the resolution is December 7th, with a planned final vote scheduled for December 15th. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For our listeners up in King County, you can visit kingcounty.gov and follow links there. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events include: Thursday, December 3rd, there will be testing held at the Bay Terrace Apartments at 2550 South G Street and at the University of Puget Sound. And on Friday, December 4th, there will be testing at Tacoma Nazarene Church located at 3640 South M Street and at Fort Steilacoom Park. For the County Health Department tests, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free. They're open to anyone. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and results are available usually within 3 days. If you missed any part of the daily briefing, you can always go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, or catch our 6 p.m. replays here on 95.3 FM. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing, remember 6 p.m. replays here, 3 p.m. every day, or you can go to our website and click and listen or read the daily briefings and catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Stay safe, mask up, use your hand sanitizer, wash those hands, maintain your distance, and talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.